at this juncture, because no one has spoken to Adriana Reyes, we don't know. So you don't think that the mom is the one that has the cancer? You think the elder Ramos's mother is
the father's mother?
Okay, the grandma.
Not the mom's mom, who he was living with his mother and shot in the face. Not that one. The other one.
Okay. And so then the elder Ramos is using the Corona Doom that he doesn't want to see anyone. He doesn't want to be visiting anyone because he doesn't want to kill grandma. He doesn't want to get the Corona Doom, the elder Reyes, and bring it into his mom's house and kill grandma. Just if you're confused, take a number. Or take a number. Ramos, I'm told. Ramos also faulted the boy's mother, Adriana Reyes, for not buying him more school supplies and clothes. He said his son was bullied at school for wearing the same high-water jeans every day, and that was the reason he ultimately dropped out. Attempts to reach Reyes for comment this week were unsuccessful. Well, I can tell you where she was on Wednesday.
So one has to wonder this. If this boy is being bullied because he has hand-me-down clothes or crappy clothes...
Why don't you buy him some, Dad?
The $5,000 he bought with the rifles to buy his own bag
of clothes. I'm telling you, this. None of this makes any sense. Again, if listeners are going like, Mr. King, dude, please, you're confusing. Well, but again, think serial killer TV show, Manhunt. Think cork board with 60 stories and photographs of all these poor children who were shot and what have you here. And then think push pins and different colored yarn connecting the push pins. What this sounds like to me is, again, and so I'm going to stand by my earlier statement, absentee dad. Absentee father who never bothered to marry his mother. And again, you said, why spend the $6,000 on the guns and the ammo? Go buy yourself a pair of jeans that aren't high water. Hey, Dad. While you're talking about him buying boxing gloves, why didn't you buy him a pair of pants?
Hey, and boxing gloves aren't cheap either.
So, none of this makes any sense. So he was bullied, and that's the reason he ultimately dropped out. Attempts to reach Reyes for comment this week were unsuccessful. Former classmates and families confirmed that the younger Ramos had been bullied in middle school for a speech impediment. Now, I had indicated I didn't know and couldn't tell, because we had no info, whether or not the speech impediment was he imitating faggot talk, or was it an actual lifelong speech impediment, an impairment, if you will. Apparently there was that he had something in his speech, had been bullied in middle school for a speech impediment, but some former co-workers and others who knew him said Ramos had an aggressive streak, and his internet history pointed to someone all too happy to descend into twisted boasting about guns and mass bloodshed. Now, again, this is completely incompatible with this AI program the school district was testing out. How could he have been on social media boasting and bragging about guns and bloodshed when the artificial intelligence algorithm was supposed to be scanning every kid in that school district's social media for warning signs that maybe one of them's going to go postal? It almost makes you think, well, why did they have the AI system? Are they really trying to prevent, or are they gathering data? Seems to me like they're gathering data on the kids. And then the parents all went, yeah, yeah, we'll protect our children. Privacy. We don't need any privacy. Spy on them. One thing we can know for sure is the AI program sucks and it didn't work. We can conclude that. How long before one of the victims of those precious little 10-year-olds that was murdered was going to sue the school district, saying, dude, you told us, we all signed these stupid waivers for this AI program. It didn't work. Everyone on Earth knew. Who knew the younger Ramos knew that it was a screw loose. And then there's more stuff that we already know. I don't think he was necessarily bullied. One of his classmates, Nadia Reyes, told the Washington Compost he would take things too far, say something that shouldn't be said, and then he would go into defense mode about it. For his own part, the elder Ramos has a lengthy criminal record, which includes at least one conviction for assault and causing bodily injury to a family member. Doesn't it sound like this is Father of the Year award material here? I'm just guessing. He said he was currently estranged from his daughter, the gunman's sister. Now again, who's the mama? Which baby daddy are you referring to? Who said was also upset with him for not spending enough time with the family. The sister, 21, joined the Navy and is no longer living at home. So she was so desperate to get away from these whack jobs, she joined the Navy? I agree with the comment in the chat room. I think we can conclude safely that this is all the doing of Vladimir Putin. This is Putin's fault. Cue Biden coming out and blaming Putin. My daughter, I guess, changed her life. She went into the Navy. The father said, I wish my son would have gone and changed his life. Ramos said his son frequently complained about his maternal grandmother, who was in hospital recovering from her injuries. He said he offered to let his son move in with his... again, this is where it gets confusing. Again, he said he offered to let his son move in with his own parents. Now, I'm assuming this story is so terribly written. These people are not journos. They're not journalists. They're hacks that got a degree and want clicks and likes and wokeness, who got stuck reporting the story. That's what it appears to me. I believe he's talking about the elder Ramos's grandmother, the one who has the cancer that can't be seen because of the chemo. Because when he says he offered to let his son move in with his own parents, I'm assuming that's his mother and father, but the teenager declined, citing the lack of Wi-Fi. I'm not moving in with them dead, bruh. They don't have Wi-Fi, man. He said his son had a girlfriend in San Antonio whom he and his family had been to visit, but he did not comment further on the teen's social life, which classmates has said had been rapidly declining. He added that he was speaking out because, quote, I want my son's story out there. I don't want them calling him a monster. They don't know nothing, man. They don't know anything he was going through. Close quote. Now, again, I'm not going to psychoanalyze the guy, but I'm sure that there are people who will and will say that he's trying to... This is a CYA after the fact. He wasn't bad. None of us knew it. So you can't blame us for him going in there and murdering all these people. Now, there's nothing in this story that puts a... no pun intended, that lays a glove on my preternatural assistance narrative. Let's move on to the next one. This is from the westernjournal.com. We could have gotten it from many different sources. This is the headline, Texas school shooter lingered outside school for 12 minutes shooting and then walked in unobstructed. Wait, back the tape up. The Texas school shooter lingered outside for 12 minutes shooting, then walked in unobstructed. Now, if you go to the Wall Street Journal, did I print the journal out for you? No, I didn't. I have it. This is the headline. Uvalde shooter fired outside school for 12 minutes before entering. Local residents expressed anger and frustration as police detail new timelines of mass shooting. How many of you remember me and Ralph Sarchi's Deliver Us From Evil tapes, the first three episodes we did on the Amityville Horror? Remember that? You remember that a Marlin hunting rifle, I forget the caliber, but very powerful, a Marlin hunting rifle is what was used by the Ronald DeFeo Jr. Now again, Ronald DeFeo Jr., you got a junior here, to murder his sister, two brothers, mother, and father in that house in Amityville. But there's something strange that Ralph and I kind of focus our attention on. And that is, if you count the shell casings, 8 shots were fired inside the Amityville Horror House on Ocean Avenue in Amityville. That gun is loud. That is a lot. You don't go around popping rounds off on a Marlin hunting rifle and no one hears it. It's one of the things that no one could explain. Certainly not. How could you not hear it in the next room? And there was no evidence that any of those bodies were moved. The DeFeo kids or the parents, they were all shot where they slept. Not a one of them heard a blast from a Marlin hunting rifle, which suggested to me, and still suggests to this day to Ralph Sarchi, a star subject in the movie Deliver Us From Evil, New York cop who would be called in on cases where there was suspected there was demonic activity, that there was preternatural, that Ronald DeFeo Jr. had preternatural assistance, meaning the demons assisted him. So does someone want to explain to me and anyone else how in the world this kid was walking around the outside of the building for 12 minutes popping rounds off and the cops never show up or no one ever comes out and goes, hey, man, what are you doing, dude? Previous official versions of, and look, I don't have to apologize for this because it wasn't like I got my info from the Daily Beast. I got it from the police press conference. This is why I'm saying this thing is descending into confusion, chaos, and madness now. I'm going to go with Mrs. O'Connell, who's been saying for 3 days now, something's not right. This story is not making sense.